USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? And I looked at it. I had leaves all over my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not. It's completely destruction out here.
The good news is not many people were injured as the resident had been evacuated. China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Kids won't just be playing with plastic army men soon. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
For decades, American youngsters have played with plastic green army toy soldiers, but they've always been male. Starting next year, women will finally get represented by Scranton-based toy company BMC, which is launching a new line of plastic army women next fall, just in time for Christmas. The BMC owner, Jeff Imel, says the new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. Imel says he's been toying with the idea for several years, but it was a letter from a retired service woman asking for female toy soldiers for her granddaughters that jump-started his work on the project.
And according to the Labor Department, 217,000 workers filed for first-time unemployment claims this week, that number relatively unchanged from last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oregon health officials are investigating what they believe to be the first vaping-related death in the state. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why many states are concerned.
Dr. Ann Thomas, a public health physician with the Oregon Health Authority, says they don't know what caused the illness.
It's really a puzzle. We don't know if it's a defective vaping device or whether it's a particular liquid or a module, you know, that's contaminated.
If confirmed, it would be the second such death reported in the country. An Illinois resident died last month after developing lung disease linked to using e-cigarettes. Also, North Dakota has announced its first possible vaping-related lung illness, joining more than two dozen other states with cases. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention last week warned the public not to purchase e-cigarettes off the street, but some local health officials are taking that message a step further. In a recent alert, the health department in Milwaukee urged residents to stop using any kind of vaping device immediately. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced a ban on most flavored cigarettes, becoming the first state to do so.
And finally, it was 26 years ago in the sports world when this happened that had everyone buzzing.
And the ground ball to short! Belardi! He did it! He did it! No hitter for Jim Abbott!
That audio courtesy of the New York Yankees radio network as one-handed starting pitcher for the Yankees, Jim Abbott, threw that no-hitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.